You're listening to SBS News.
Today is an important day in the advancement of our emissions reduction agenda that will strengthen the economy and create jobs. Now, we're making good progress in tackling these issues, but across the globe, bringing down emissions, maintaining strong economies is a major challenge.
Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor delivers the federal government's technology roadmap at the National Press Club in Canberra. It aims to navigate the nation's transition to reducing carbon emissions through five priority technologies for investment. Investments will be prioritised in so-called clean hydrogen, energy storage, low-carbon steel and aluminium, carbon capture and soil carbon technologies. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the plan will ensure Australia can cut emissions while ensuring economic prosperity.
What we're going to focus on is a regime which invests in technology, which gets both keeps the lights on, does it at a more affordable price, with lower emissions and more jobs.
More than $18 billion of taxpayer funds will go towards new projects in an effort to lower Australia's carbon emissions. Emerging technologies, including electric cars and nuclear power, will be considered, while so-called mature technologies like coal, gas, solar and wind have been ranked last. Greens leader Adam Band says the government is preferencing measures that boost the fossil fuel industry while ignoring renewables.
This roadmap will head us off a cliff. This is an acceleration of climate collapse, and young people are going to be left to pay the price. The government is backing yesterday's technologies and ignoring solar and wind, which are our only chances of avoiding dangerous runaway global warming.
Professor Andrew Blakers, a renewables expert from the Australian National University, says wind and solar must be prioritised.
If the roadmap placed wind and solar at the front and centre, then emissions would decline much faster than the current version of the roadmap. And then we can get onto transport and heating by pushing oil out of transport using electric vehicles running off solar and wind electricity, and push gas out of heating, again, using wind and solar.
The government's plan will be taken to the COP26 climate talks in Glasgow, which are scheduled to take place in November next year. The talks will include 70 other countries who all have set up a net zero emissions target by 2050, which the federal government refuses to commit to. States, territories, business groups and farmers have all urged the coalition to adopt the target. But Minister Taylor insists the government's plan will bring carbon emissions down significantly.
You've got to focus on the stuff you can do today that works, that we can do now, to set yourself up for that emissions reduction trajectory, not just through to 2030, which we'll meet and beat, but beyond.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says refusing to make a 2050 commitment is at odds with the Paris Agreement.
That was the part of the deal. I mean, the idea that you crash the economy by cutting your emissions is just, again, that's ideology taking the place of what should be sound environmental and economic policy. I mean, there is a reason why just about every other developed country in the world, apart from Trump's America, is taking a very different approach.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has criticised the roadmap plan and the government's lack of commitment.
Well, this is a mud map, not a roadmap. It's more about omissions than emissions when it comes to this government. We have a so-called roadmap without a destination. There's no target there. The government refuses to support net zero emissions by 2050 that's been adopted by every state and territory government, been adopted by the Business Council of Australia, the National Farmers Federation, every major industrial group just about in the country. Now, a roadmap without a destination is a road to nowhere.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.